And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 20th of May, 2010. It was on this day in 1609, the publisher Thomas Thorpe registered the publication of Shakespeare's sonnets in London. It's the birthday of the man who said, "If all mankind minus one were of one opinion, and only one person were of the contrary opinion, mankind would be no more justified in silencing that one person than he, if he had the power, would be justified in silencing mankind." John Stuart Mill, born Pentonville in London in 1806. And it's the anniversary of blue jeans. It was on this day, 1873, Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis got a patent for work pants reinforced with metal rivets. The story of blue jeans goes back much farther, 500 years ago or so, in the city of Genoa. A special thick cloth was used to make pants for fishermen and sailors. The French called the pants bleu de Genoese, or blue of Genoa, and from that term bleu de Genoese came the word blue jeans. But the fabric that Levi Strauss used was serge, came from the city of Nimes in France, and it was this serge de Nimes, or de Nimes, that came to be called denim. Levi Strauss was an immigrant from Bavaria. His family had a dry goods business. He was 24. He'd gone to California. He saw his opportunity in the gold rush to make heavy-duty clothing for miners. Jacob Davis was a tailor from Reno, and Davis was the one who had the idea of reinforcing the pants with metal rivets at their weak points so the pockets would not rip. They patented the idea on this day in 1873, and the pants were very popular among laborers. It was not until the 1920s that they became a sort of artistic statement. Members of the Santa Fe Artists' Colony started wearing blue jeans. And then in the 1930s, Hollywood Westerns portrayed cowboys in blue jeans. And in the 1950s, blue jeans became a teenage status symbol. James Dean wore a pair in the movie Rebel Without a Cause. Jack Kerouac wore blue jeans and work shirts as early as the 1940s. And by the late 1950s, jeans became the outfit of choice for bohemians of all sorts, preferably with a black turtleneck and sandals. And by the late 1960s, bell-bottoms came in, and so forth. It was John Grisham who said, "Writers can wear anything. I could go to a black tie dinner in New York City with blue jeans on and boots and a cowboy hat and a bow tie, and people would just say, 'Oh, he's a writer.'" Here's a poem for today by Alan Goldsmith, entitled "The Secret of Life." I grabbed the streetcar from Fisherman's Wharf to the ferry building to save my feet for later. My dollar bill, wrinkled and worn, resisted disappearing into the slot. I stuffed the transfer in my pocket without looking. As the streetcar rounded the Embarcadero, I called my mother-in-law with Mother's Day wishes, imagined the conversation I'd have with mine were she alive. On exiting, I asked the conductor how long the transfer would last. "I gave you extra time," he said. "Just show it. Hardly anyone looks. It's good until it's taken away." The Secret of Life by Alan Goldsmith, from Such Distances, published by Broad Cove Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.